You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Free agency rolling on in the NBA. Your Cavaliers, who I've seen some of the sports books say they are the favorites in the Eastern Conference. They did get Larry Nance Jr. back. Which I do think was a good signing. The question with Larry is whether or not he can play, whether or not, you know, much in the same way Lonzo Ball, you don't know about his availability. On paper, Larry Nance Jr. is a great pickup if he's available, because they absolutely need backup big men. He is beloved here, even after he had left the Cavaliers through some of his stops, whether it was Portland or New Orleans or Atlanta. He still tweets about Cleveland all the time. He still shouts out local businesses. So I think it's a very good move to bring him back. Let's just keep fingers crossed that he can stay healthy. Pretty lengthy career now. I mean, he's 32. Yeah. He's been in the NBA since 2015, where he was a late first round pick.
Yep.
Most late first round picks don't have any kind of career in the NBA. So congratulations to him. Pretty cool to see him once again in Cavs uniform. But that wasn't the only news yesterday when it came to NBA free agency. Ty Jerome, once again back in the news, as the fan base has been debating continually. Did it have to be a choice between Sam Merrill and Ty Jerome? Most people would admit that Ty Jerome is the better basketball player based on what we saw last year, yet they're keeping Merrill, the sharpshooter, for various reasons. We've gotten into a bunch of that, but we were wondering, was it Kobe Altman? Was the Cavs organization, were they caught off guard in negotiations? Was it that Ty Jerome didn't want to be here? I remember that had been said. As it turns out, if you believe Ty Jerome, he said in a social media post yesterday that he was not given the option to return. Daryl, your thoughts?
Well, is Ty Jerome worth $70 million a year?
No.
Then that's why he's not here. Not because they were going to have to pay him that, but that was the price tag. It was north of $70 million. His salary plus the tax penalty.
Which is extremely...
Right.
This year, people are learning a lot about punitive the salary cap is.
So he's not worth $70 million. That's just a bad investment. That's not to say that he's not a good player. But the other part of it, too, is you do have to put a tremendous amount of weight on the postseason performance. He was Casper the Friendly Ghost in the playoffs. Sorry. That's just the reality of that situation. So if you no-show in the playoffs in a year in which you were supposed to go deep, get to the conference finals at worst, and you get gentlemen swept by the Pacers in round two, well, I don't know that I'm willing to invest $70 million to bring you back. I'll do 12, 15. I can do that. But I'm not taking a $70 million hit just to keep you around when you were a non-factor in the postseason, and that's when they need you most.
All right, put out yesterday on one of his Instagram stories, Cleveland this past year will always hold a special place in my heart, Jerome said on his Instagram. Although I was never presented with the option of returning, nor did last season end how I wanted it to, I will never forget all this year brought. Now, I hear what you're saying, Daryl. I do wonder, though. I mean, it wouldn't have cost them $70 million if they would have said goodbye to Sam Merrill and kept Ty Jerome at that number. I mean, you think about what the fact that Merrill got more stunned just about everybody in the NBA. Now, they're two different players, obviously. You know, Ty Jerome, the ball would kind of stick to him, but nobody was complaining about that all season.
Well, because he scored. That's why.
He's one of the most efficient guards in the NBA. I mean, he's basically 50-40-90 last year. He did it in less minutes than a starter. You know, we were asking that question in the season, whether any teams would throw starter money at him. Clearly, they weren't. There's been, like, no cap space to speak of in this free agency.
Well, and the NBA is becoming now, you have, like, the fact that Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and God bless him, I am all about players getting their bag, okay? I'm not pocket-watching here, but the fact that Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is getting north of $70 million a season, to me, is insanity. And what you're going to start to see in the NBA is these teams are going to have these max players, and then the rest of the team's going to be like on veteran minimum contracts.
Yeah.
It's like the median wage in the NBA, right? That 8 to 15 to $20 million range is getting whittled down. It's either you're below $8 million a year or you're north of 20 and 30 million a year.
The middle class has been squeezed out big time in their CBA, so they got that new television contract, which was huge, a lot more money. Even if the cap is only going up 8%, people thought it was going to go up
10%.
Yeah. The local TV revenue hit is one of the reasons that was cited. I did find this interesting. So, Zach Lowe.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Somebody, we will play his audio from time to time. He's feeling really good about the Cavs' placement in the East, but
nobody in the East is scared of the Cleveland Cavaliers. Like, nobody. And I think they walk in next season as the favorite and the best team, and they'll win a whole ton of games again. And I'm talking Hawks, Magic, who played them in a 7-game series 2 years ago, Knicks, whoever it may be, Pistons. I mean, Pistons maybe should be a little scared. Giannis, I'd probably pick the Cavs right now to win the East. But none of these teams are like, oh, well, we can't beat the Cavs. They're like, the Cavs, they roll over every playoffs. We can beat the Cavs. That's all I'm saying about the Cavs.
Audio courtesy of the Ringer. So that's so interesting to me. He's saying I would pick the Cavs. He's saying a lot of people would pick the Cavs. But essentially, he has no faith in the Cavs. Nobody's scared of the Cavs. We saw that this year. Like, the Pacers got this entire run started based on beating the Cavs.
Well, why would you believe in the Cavs?
When he says to win the East, does he mean have the best record during the regular season or end up in the NBA Finals as the representative of the conference?
And you know what? It's a fair question because, as we know, and Cavs fans should know especially, they're two different seasons. They are two different seasons.
All I've heard for a month now is, oh, the Cavs are going to be the best team in the East. Yes, for the 5 months or 4 months or whatever that the regular season is. But then from April to June, they do this totally different thing.
Well, actually, it's just April to May. They never get to June.
They laugh at them. They laugh at them when they try to be physical with their opponents because they know there's no way in hell the Cavs are going to be able to withstand more than 2 minute stretches of, you know, trying to compete physically with even, you know, the 8 seeds in the conference.
Well, I want to know 216-474-0092. Are the Cavs worse than last year? Because on paper, okay, and I can't speak to the development of guys like Evan Mobley. I'm assuming he's working his ass off to get better and better and better. And I assume he is going to keep getting better and better and better. Is that going to be enough to make up for the loss of, you got two rotation guys out of there in Ty Jerome and Okoro? You know, Okoro was unplayable in the playoffs, but in the regular season, he had plenty of good moments for the Cavs. You've lost two of those guys.
I'm trying not to roll my eyes at you right now when you talk about Isaac Okoro.
Why?
He's a one-dimensional player.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a huge fan of Okoro, but they
just... But they are not worse because Isaac Okoro is not on this roster.
Well, he was their best defensive player.
Okay,
right?
Great. Defense doesn't score points.
But in the regular season, where they were as dominant as anybody outside Oklahoma City,
and he was
a big part of their defense.
And he's a big reason why the offense had to play 5-on-4 basketball. Because he was left alone.
Opposing
teams would pray that he would shoot the ball.
You're talking about the playoffs. I'm just talking about regular season.
I'm talking about regular season, too. They used to leave wide open.
Who cares about the regular season anymore?
Well, I'm just saying to get through the regular season, like we're assuming that they're still going to win a bunch of games, right?
I think it's a wash where they're at right now.
Okay.
I think it's...
So you're counting on Lonzo Ball.
I don't think that they're any worse, but I also don't think that they're demonstratively better.
So I think their bench is worse. I think losing Ty Jerome, their bench is definitely worse than it was last year. Like Lonzo Ball, if you're betting on him to be a big part of their playoff run, I think you probably are not.
I'm kind of betting on him to be a trade chip at the trade deadline.
How so? What value do you think he's going to have?
I have no idea, but he's going to be on from the team standpoint, because it's a team option, you're on an expiring contract. And as we know, expiring contracts are pretty valuable in the NBA. It's not so much about the player. It's about the contract.
I've seen some Cavs fans that are really excited. I mean, he is a bigger guard. He is a playmaker.
I'm shocked
he's a much
you're not
better
wearing
defensive player.
Your BBB today.
I did on Monday. I have three
your
hoodies and my wife has one. Was this better business to bring in Lonzo Ball?
The big ball away. Ball control.
If it were him from 4 years ago, you know, I'd be ecstatic about, because his profile of the player is exactly the type of guy
that he is. The Shador Sanders of the NBA.
Yeah, people say that. Yeah, his dad, you haven't really heard much from him in recent years. I know he did some local stuff recently again.
He had some health stuff.
And he had some health stuff for sure. I'd love to see him back here. And
two of the biggest helicopter dads on the planet in Cleveland now.
Look, as a helicopter dad, Daryl, these two are an inspiration for
now,
me.
Now, wait a second. Lonzo, LeVar Ball, his kids got drafted in the top four.
That's right.
They weren't sitting around waiting for the fifth round to hear their name called. All right, 216-474-0092. Want to hear from Cavs fans. Do you think they are worse than last year? Daryl said negligible. I mean, he says that he thinks they're pretty much on the same footing.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.